God bless you, ladies. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have time to chat? Do you? My name's Tony.
Hi, Tony.
And you are?
Brianna.
Brianna and?
Erica.
Nice Erica. To meet you. Why don't we just step over here just because, well, some of the staff would like to call the police here all the time and accuse us of blocking the sidewalk and things like that. So Erica and Brianna, right? Erica and Brianna. Okay. So you ladies have any particular spiritual beliefs?
No.
No? Okay.
Not really.
Great. Well, blank slate then, huh? How about you, Brianna?
I believe in God.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm not going to say, like, I believe in it, but, like, I don't, you know, study as I should, or I don't, like, you know, but I do, like, believe in it.
Now, do you ladies go to church at all growing up?
I went to church growing up.
But you used to?
Yeah.
Because your mom and dad made you?
No. Oh? It was kind of like a youth hope thing, but after, I don't know, Shorty, like, caught the Holy Ghost or something like that, she started shaking. I never went ever again.
Is she calling you Shorty?
No.
Someone else. Yeah, someone. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, a place where some interesting things were going on.
Yeah. I was not feeling that.
Yeah, okay. So what do you ladies think happens to you when you die?
Afterlife.
Reincarnation.
Yeah, reincarnation. Okay, what do you think?
Afterlife.
And what does that mean?
Like,
is that different than reincarnation? Like, or?
I think, yeah, because I mean,
I feel like afterlife is like, but I feel like people could be reincarnated too, but I honestly, like, I don't know. I don't know. That's a question.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you this. What do you think is more important, what we believe or whether or not what we believe is true?
I would say what we believe is true.
What we believe is true. Okay. What do you think, Brianna?
I think that's Brianna.
Oh, I'm sorry. Erica, Brianna. Hey, I'm 60. I'm amazed that I've remembered your names thus far. So.
It's okay. Everybody's
first thing to go.
Yeah, okay. Name. But I think what you believe, because like what you believe is part of your body.
You're Erica. She's Brianna.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Erica in red, Brianna in yellow. Okay. So, I'm sorry, you think it's more important what you believe?
Yeah, because your beliefs is part of your values, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right. So, what if I ask you ladies to stop and you introduce yourself as Erica and Brianna, and I said, my name is Sophia. I'm a 6'5" African-American woman NBA All-Star. Uh-huh. And I believe... What are you laughing at? Are you judging me? I'm feeling some violence right now. But I believed it with all my heart.
Uh-huh.
Am I ever going to be a 6'5" African-American woman NBA All-Star? No.
Probably not.
No. Oh, the only thing
right.
Surgery is going to make me taller. Look, and we've seen people who've pretended to be black, right?
Yeah.
And you can just tell by looking at them that they have no African in their DNA.
Yeah.
They're pretending to have more melanin. For whatever reason, right? So it wouldn't matter what I believed about myself. What would matter is what is actually true about me, right? I mean, if I go home, on the way home, and I stop at the bank, and I live over in Davenport, bank, I'm so old that I still do paper transactions and fill out deposit slips and things like that. So I go to the bank and I fill out a withdrawal slip and I hand it to the teller, Kathy. She knows me. It's not that big a town. And I'm one of the few people to actually come in and use the bank. And she's like, hey, Mr. Miano, how are you? Oh, I'm doing great. Yeah, I'd like to make a withdrawal. Sure. And she takes the slip. She looks at it. Her eyes get real big. She doesn't say anything. Then she starts to type things into the computer. And then she kind of gets a frown on her face. And Kathy, what's wrong? Well, Mr. Miano, I can't honor this. Why? Well, Mr. Miano, you gave me a withdrawal slip for $1,000,000. You have $38.50 in your account. I can't get, but I believe I have $1,000,000. So I want $1,000,000. And I start to argue with her until she pushes the little red button under the counter and the police come and take me away, thinking I'm trying to rob the bank by pretending to have $1,000,000. It doesn't matter what I believe about my account. What matters is whether or not what's true about my account. Right? So truth isn't up to an individual. Something's either always true or always false, right? For hundreds of years, people thought the earth was flat. Has it ever been flat? No, it's always been round. No matter whether or not people thought it was flat for a time, or even if the majority of people think it's flat, it's never going to be flat. It's it's round.
It is,
right? It's round. Yeah, exactly. How about morality? Right and wrong? Who determines that? Is that up to us as individuals, do you think?
No.
Who's it up to? Who decides that in the end?
Well, the United States is the government, I feel like.
The government, okay, all right. Okay, so you ladies are young, but I'm sure you remember the society I'm about to talk about. About 80, 90 years ago, there was a society that said that it was not only moral, but legal to kill Jews, blacks, Christians, Jehovah's Witnesses, gypsies, homosexuals, artists, philosophers, anyone that didn't fit into their definition of a human. Mm-hmm. Who am I talking about?
Am I? Nazis?
Like, yes. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say too.
Yeah, yes. So yes.
I was going to say Hitler.
But yeah. Well, yeah, but everything he did was legal.
Yeah.
Everything he did was legal. Now, if it's up to the government to decide morality, then it would have been wrong for all of these other governments, including the United States, mm-hmm. to band together to go put an end to what was going on in Nazi Germany. But it wasn't wrong, right? It was right to go and keep them from murdering millions of more people.
Yeah.
Right? They murdered 6 million Jews, but they murdered tens of millions of people of all different kinds and ages and skin colors and beliefs because they didn't fit into their idea of a master race. Right?
Okay.
So it's not government. What then?
Like, people just decide what's right to them and what's...
So let's talk about that. So I'm going to say something really outrageous, and I, even though I've only known you ladies for 5 or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I'm confident that you're going to agree with this statement. Okay? Now, if you disagree, disagree. I'll be shocked if you disagree, but disagree if you disagree. I believe that all three of us agree that it's wrong for someone in the middle of the night to climb into a child's bedroom window, kidnap that child, murder that child, and bury that child in a shallow grave.
Yeah.
Right? Is there any situation where that would be good?
No.
See? Didn't even have to know you to know that. Okay? Mm-hmm. But if it's up to the individual to determine morality, right and wrong, good and evil for themselves, then the man or woman who would do that, we can't tell them they're wrong, because it's up to them. Mm-hmm. But yet we would want them, at the very least, put in prison the rest of their life, if not executed mm-hmm. for the crime, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not up to the individual either. Who's it up to then? Because we all live by a quote-unquote moral code. In fact, most people live contrary to the code that they actually know.
I can believe that.
Okay, so it's God. So the three of us, all three of us, these folks walking up, we're all different. We all look different, mm-hmm. different generations, different backgrounds. All of us, though, were created in the image of God. We're all image bearers of our Creator. Mm-hmm. We've got a little Chihuahua mix back home named Roxy. Aww. She's not like us. She's an animal. Mm-hmm. She wasn't created in the image of God. She's just an animal. Doesn't have a soul. Doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. Knows where the food comes from. Knows what to do when she wants to go out. And then likes her belly scratched, right? But she doesn't know that murder's wrong. She doesn't know that stealing and lying's wrong. Mm-hmm. We do, because we were created in the image of God, and God's written His law in our heart. He's given us a conscience. We all know it's wrong to lie, right? Mm-hmm. Even though we will justify it, for whatever reason, we'll justify it. And there are societies where parents teach their children to lie and to steal. No, it's true. It's true. No, it's true, right? Isn't it true?
Yeah,
right? But even the child who's taught by a wicked father or mother to lie, steal, and do other things, that child knows it's wrong too, because that child's created in the image of God. That child's got God's law written on their heart. Mm-hmm. We know it's wrong to lie because God's not a liar. We know it's wrong to steal because God's not a thief. We know it's wrong to hate another human being because God's not a murderer and He sees hatred as murder. Mm-hmm. So have you ladies ever been in a courtroom before? Okay, the reason doesn't matter. Reason doesn't matter. But I want to paint a picture for you. Okay, now what I'm about to suggest, I don't think you ladies would do this. I don't think you're Thelma and Louise. You may not get the reference. Oh, do you get the reference? Okay, all right, because that's an old movie. That movie came out before you were born. So, all right, so you got it. Okay, so I don't think you're Thelma and Louise. But let's say, instead of being students here at Blackhawk, you decide that you're angry with some people in the school and you're going to come shoot up the school. I don't think you'd do that for a second.
Scoom him down.
Yeah, I don't think you'd do that for a second. I hope you wouldn't do that for a second. Okay. All right. All right. Good. Good. And not armed now. Okay. Good. All right. Great. And well, fortunately, you don't actually hit anything. You're not good at this. You don't actually hit anything. But very serious offense. You're going away for a really long time. Mm-hmm. Now you feel remorse for what you did. You give up easy. You don't take the coward's way out and hurt yourself. You get arrested. And as you're going to the police station, you both decide, hey, let's just write out our confessions and get this behind us. The police don't threaten you in any way. No prosecutor's making you any kind of false promises of leniency if you'll confess. This is something you want to do from your own heart, right? Okay. And so one of the things I've learned about confessions is that they never show a person's innocence. They only show their guilt, right? But even though you've confessed, you're still entitled to your day in court. So you decide, with the help of your attorneys, you decide to have what's called a bench trial. That's just you and the judge, no jury. The judge hears the case, the judge makes the decision. And of course, day one of the trial, the prosecutor holds up Erica and Brianna's confession. Then a few people might testify. It's a short trial, you're found guilty, no surprise there, right? So a couple weeks later, it's the day of sentencing. All of your friends and family are gathered there to support you. You've been found guilty. Now you're just wondering what the sentence is going to be. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact that we're all created in the image of God and God's written his law in our heart, we all have a long criminal record before God, right? We've lied. We've stolen. We've taken his name in vain. We've hated other people. Yeah. Maybe not with even acting upon it, just thinking it in our heart, right? And so we sin against God. That sin is law breaking. We sin against God every day. And so you ladies are what, 18, 19? Ish, 18, 20, okay. I'm 60. I've had three times on the planet to mess up than you. My criminal history is a lot longer than yours before God. But you've got one too, right? Okay. So back to the courtroom. So the judge asks, Erica, Brianna, do you have anything to say for yourselves? And you say, well, Your Honor, I really don't recognize your authority. See, I believe in some other higher power. And, you know, something I've just kind of created in my mind. And you can do whatever you want because I think I'm going to come back as a goldfish anyway, so. And on top of that, I think I'm a good person. Yeah, we messed up that day, but I think you ought to just let us go. Mm-hmm. Is the judge going to let you go?
Hell no.
No way. No, in fact, if he's a good judge, he can't let you go. Yeah. He's got to follow the law. All right. So he says, Erica, Brianna, not only do I find you guilty and not only can I not let you go, but because of your criminal history, breaking the law almost every day of your life, if not every day of your life, and because of this crime you just committed, I'm sentencing you both to death. Mm-hmm. And they're going to take you into the next room. Your family's all in tears now. They're going to take you into the next room, strap you to a gurney, drive a needle into your arm, and put you both to sleep like stray dogs. Mm-hmm. Lethal injection. Not a good day. But before they carry out that sentence, the judge, who found you both guilty by your own admission, mm-hmm. and the judge who alone had the authority to carry out that sentence, steps down from behind his bench, that high seat where they sit, steps down from behind his bench, he takes off those black robes of authority, mm-hmm. he walks over to you ladies and says, Erica, Brianna, you are guilty, and according to the law, you deserve to die, but I'm going to take your place. And the judge goes into the next room, allows himself to be strapped to a gurney with your name on it, allows a needle to be driven into his arm with your name on it, and dies the death that you're supposed to die, not because you're innocent, not because you confessed, not because you think you're good, not because you don't believe in the judge, but simply because the judge decided to extend grace, mercy, and love to you, lawbreakers. And the judge allows that sentence to be carried out on himself, and you're set free. What would you think of the judge?
That's a good man.
Yeah. Oh God. He sacrificed himself to do good, to do better.
He actually did more than that. But that's a picture of what God actually did.
Right.
Not the God we created in our imagination, but the God we actually know exists. Mm-hmm. The God who's written his law in our heart. The God who alone is going to judge us. The Bible says it's appointed once for a person to die and then the judgment. God the Father sent his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, truly God, truly man, without sin. He lived a perfect life as God in the flesh for some 33 years that the three of us can't manage to live for 33 seconds. But even though he knew no sin, even though he never broke the law, and even though God the Father gave all authority to judge to God the Son, he voluntarily submitted himself to the torturous, bloody death of a Roman cross. He died a death he did not deserve, to take upon himself the punishment lawbreakers like you and me rightly deserve for our sins, our crimes against God. And then he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. And what God requires of us is to simply receive that gift. How foolish would it be if the judge dies for you and you decide, no, that's not right, and you kill yourselves?
Definitely foolish.
Would that be foolish?
Yeah.
Or what if a crowd was gathered outside the courthouse? They heard this amazing thing that went on in the courtroom, and you come out and you see a bank of cameras and reporters and microphones being shoved in your face. They want to talk to you about what happened. Erica, Brianna, what do you think about what the judge did? Well, one, I didn't recognize his authority anyways, and I think I'm a pretty good person as it is. I asked him to just let us go, so really, I'm just going to go live my life. No big deal that he died for me. Can you imagine ever saying anything like that?
No, that's bogus.
Yeah.
Actually.
Oh, you do? Okay, well, all right. I appreciate y'all. Okay. Well, and Brianna, that's what people do with Jesus. He went to the cross to die for sinners like us, and people say, so what?
Yeah.
I'm going to do me.
I feel that, though. Like, it's a, I don't know.
What are you thinking?
I feel like everybody going to decide what they want to do at the...
Oh, sure, yeah. I'm not going to decide for you.
Right. But at the same time, too, I feel like it's the same thing. You got a choice on whether you want to be a good person or if you're going to be a good, like, you know, a good example or a good, like... somewhat of good, like, you know, some people go out and commit crimes that, you know, they know they shouldn't be doing.
But the problem with that, Erica, is according to God's standard, none of us are good. Jesus said you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. God in heaven is perfect. Mm-hmm. He's holy, right? And we're not. Now look, you are
but
nice.
He forgives us for that, correct?
Just because? That would be like the judge just because,
but like if you're a worshiper of God and all, you know,
he repents.
What does that mean?
You get saved.
I know what the word means, but I'm wondering how you would define the word. Repent. If you repent.
If I repent. I feel like repent to me, that's a hard one.
Okay. So the word repent.
I can mix that up with a little bit of clarity, the word clarity a little bit.
Okay, well, to repent means it's a changing of mind that leads to a change in direction. That's what the word means. Well, look, some people can be clear staying on the wrong road. Some people can be very clear that, hey, I'm going to go sling it, and that's that. Mm-hmm. I'm as clear as a bell, that's what I'm going to do, and they're doing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's not about clarity. It's about an actual change of mind that leads to a change of direction. That's what repentance is. So back to the courtroom, if you were to say to the judge, Judge, I repent of shooting up the school. I'm never going to do that again, so let me go. I've repented. Is the judge going to let you go? No.
No.
So while we should repent, we should turn from our sin, our repentance doesn't save us. It's a fruit. It's a fruit of salvation. What God requires of us is to simply receive the gift. Have you ever paid for a birthday present? Your birthday present. For you.
Yeah, I bought myself something.
How about this? Someone gives you a present. So I give you, let's say I gave you a new watch for your birthday. Mm-hmm. And you say, wow, Tony, thanks. Mm-hmm. And I said, that'll be $300. is it still a present?
No.
No, because you have to pay for it, right? You have to pay for it. You have to do something for it. You know, or, hey, Erica, here's a new car. I'd like to give you this new car. Wow, Tony, thanks. Okay. Yeah, you've got to work for me for the next 25 years for free. And then the car will actually be yours. Is it still a gift?
No.
No. Salvation is the same way. Salvation is a gift. It merely has to be received. The Bible says that the wages of our sin, what we deserve for our law breaking, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the way to receive that gift is to believe the gospel. That God then did, God the Father did indeed send his Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. That he lived the perfect life that I can't live and died the death that I ought to die and then rose from the grave forever defeating death. Mm-hmm. And if I put my faith and my trust in him, he will forgive my sin, not because I'm good, but because he is. And not just because. See, so, just like with the in the courtroom, someone had to pay for the crime. Mm-hmm. When Jesus died on the cross, he shed his innocent blood for sinners so that whoever would believe in him would be saved, would be forgiven. Their forgiveness wasn't, it wasn't just the arbitrary forgiveness of God. It came at a great price. The cost of his own son. And so whoever receives that gift, their sins will be forgiven. They'll be reconciled to the God they've always known, but have spent their life offending by their sin. He'll adopt you young ladies as daughters, never to cast you aside, and your place in heaven will be assured, not because of anything you've done to earn it or deserve it, but because of the grace, love, and mercy of God that would allow his son to die for sinners like us. You're not going to be reincarnated, and I think you know that. I think you'd like to be reincarnated, but I think you know you're not going to be, because you know you were created by the God who created all things. But what many people do is they suppress that truth by their unrighteousness. They create a God in their imagination to suit themselves, usually one that likes their sin, not one that will judge their sin, right? The problem is, not only will that God not judge you because he doesn't exist outside of your mind, but he also can't save you for the same reason, because he doesn't exist outside of your mind. What you're being offered today is salvation by the one who does exist, who actually died for sinners like us and rose from the grave. The one you're going to stand before one day to give an account. The Bible says it's appointed once for a person to die and then the judgment. And so you're either going to face God as a judge, mm-hmm. knowing you're guilty, or you're going to stand before him as a father who's going to love you and welcome you into his kingdom because of what his son did on your behalf. That's good news. But you have to receive it. I can't make you do that. I can only offer it.
Right.
Do you ladies have Bibles?
Nope, no.
Well, I do, but I...
Do you even know where it is?
Since I...
Okay. Do you know where it is?
Yeah, it's at home.
But would either one of you... Would either one of you like a Bible? If you don't think you're going to read it, don't take it.
No.
Okay. Give some thought to what you heard today.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you both.
Yeah. Have a good one.
I appreciate your time, ladies. I'll be praying for you. Have a great day. Thank you.